A de Havilland Otter crashed after takeoff from a lake in Iliamna this morning, killing three clients from a sport fishing lodge. The pilot and six others on board were injured but survived. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The float-equipped DHC-3 Turbine Otter had 10 on board, leaving early for a day's fishing from the Rainbow King Lodge Tuesday morning. Turbine Otters are retrofitted with a different engine for more horsepower, and seating for 9 is a configuration used commonly in the sport fishing industry. The aircraft took off before daybreak using Iliamna's East Wind Lake. Clint Johnson heads up the National Transportation Safety Board's regional office in Alaska.
My understanding is the airplane is roughly about 1,000 yards from the departure end in a stand of trees. Obviously, substantial damage to the aircraft, and that's all we really know at this point right now.
The NTSB has begun its investigation, but Johnson doesn't want to speculate yet on the cause of the crash. One factor that will be considered is that the Otter uncommonly took off in the darkness of the early morning. There's a known competitive edge amongst a small percentage of Bristol Bay's many sportfish lodges who jockey to get clients on a handful of rainbow trout hotspots first, often aggressively. Other Bristol Bay lodges KDLG News spoke with Tuesday said they never fly in the dark, but the Rainbow King Lodge Otter sat wrecked an hour and a half before sunup Tuesday. Johnson says it's too early to tell if a pre-dawn departure may have played a role.
Departure time, weather conditions, daylight conditions, water conditions, there's a whole host of things we're going to be looking at. And again, it's just way too early to even draw anywhere near a conclusion.
Killed Tuesday were 80-year-old Tony DeGroot and 70-year-old James Fletcher, both from California, and 69-year-old James Spector of Pennsylvania. The other six on board and the pilot were injured, some severely, according to authorities. State Trooper Joseph Minnick is based in Iliamna and got a call at about 6:15 that the plane had crashed. He says volunteers from the village came in a hurry to help out.
With an amazing show of support, most of the community in Iliamna, New Halen, were on scene to hike the roughly 400 yards through the tundra to get to the crash site. And with their efforts, we were able to transport the injured from the site and get them to the local clinic for treatment.
Sue Nealon was among the many helping hands who helped pull the wounded from the plane.
We had to load them on the gurneys and get them all ready to be packed out.
Two of the wounded were able to walk away from the wreck site, and the rest were carried to the village clinic. They were later medevaced to Anchorage aboard an Air National Guard C-130. The NTSB says its first of two investigators arrived on scene Tuesday afternoon. The Rainbow King Lodge could not be reached for comment. Next of kin of the deceased have been notified. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.